In August, we aired a story about a University of Wyoming student who filed a Title IX complaint with the federal government about the handling of her sexual assault. Since then, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos initiated an overhaul of the federal guidelines concerning sexual violence enforcement on college campuses. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson explores UW's efforts to prevent sexual violence.
At the University of Wyoming, all incoming students are required to take an online course about sexual assault and relationship violence. But that doesn't mean they actually pay attention.
It's like when you're blind to it and you don't have to deal with it, it's so easy not to.
Emily Alexander is a senior now. She says very little from those first few weeks of new student orientation activities actually stuck.
I mean, I obviously had no idea that that was going to happen to me a couple months later, but I also had no interest in, like, learning about it.
On October 30th, 2014, Emily was raped at an off-campus party. She knew the guy. He was a freshman, too.
And now I'm, like, so fired up about, like, wanting to be that, like, reminder of how it happens.
In retrospect, she can connect what led to her assault with things that sexual violence prevention efforts say to watch out for.
We played a drinking game.
There were about six people playing, but the guy kept targeting her in the game.
And everyone went around you and you bounced a coin. You could bounce it in your cup, which means you were safe, or you could bounce it in somebody else's cup. And there were like four or five times that he like hit it in my cup.
And he'd been insistent that Emily come to the party.
He had texted my friend also before we had even gone over. And he was like, are you guys gonna bring Emily tonight? Is Emily gonna come? He was making sure that I was coming.
And things were okay until her friends decided to leave. There was no sober driver, so Emily stayed at the party. She went into a bedroom to charge her cell phone so she could text a sober friend for a ride.
And he, like, quickly followed me in, shut and locked the door. I remember hearing it click.
And what happened to Emily that night is all too familiar. The majority of assaults on college campuses involve alcohol and are perpetrated by someone who already knows the victim. Emily wrestled with feeling like it was her fault. But no one else saw the signs or stepped up to intervene. And the idea behind UW's prevention efforts is that they will.
We would like students to step in and say, hey, you two just met and you seem to be getting along, but we're going to go ahead and take one of you home. Exchange cell phone numbers. You guys can text later.
That's Sean Blackburn, now Vice President of Student Affairs and formerly the Dean of Students.
If we can help students intervene more often, be aware of those definitions of consent, be aware of alcohol, and help each other out more, I think we can make a big improvement in this area.
To get a sense of how today's freshmen respond to all this sexual violence training, I worked with sociology student Carlos Gonzalez. He gathered these reactions from his freshman dorm.
From my experience and things that I've heard from other people, they don't really take it very seriously.
And that's what he heard over and over again.
Honestly, like, I'm a big advocate for, like, sexual assault awareness and everything, but if it hadn't prevented me from registering for spring classes, I probably would not have done it.
It was kind of an overview of everything. It was drinking from a fire hose.
Realistically, you know, you're going to learn some stuff, but there are some people where it's not even going to change their mind.
And this response doesn't surprise Megan Selheim. She runs Stop Violence, the campus office focused on prevention and survivor advocacy.
Especially a school in Wyoming where there's a lot of value given to personal choice and freedom, it can be difficult to mandate a whole bunch of things.
Selheim says as a prevention specialist, she knows that if students feel like they have to do something, they don't take in that information the same way. So her strategy is to make sure students hear the information in a lot of different ways. Last weekend, those efforts took Selheim to the Cowboys game against the Rainbow Warriors. Selheim and a team of volunteers passed out brown and gold beads and encouraged students to sign the Step Up Pledge.
And then all you do is name and email, make sure it's legible.
Asking them to intervene when they see risky behavior. And in exchange, their names were entered into a raffle. Out in the stands, students Natasha, Jenny, and Zoe shamefully admit that they'd signed up because there was a chance to win $100.
Which is a really bad reason to do that.
But it is an issue they take seriously, which they attribute to the fact that they're not from here.
Like, back home in England, it's a much bigger deal. Like, people are much more aware of it.
At home, they say there's less shame around sexual assault and that their peers respect their boundaries better.
Like, it took me a long time to trust my male friends here. And they're really lovely. It's just how they're, like, being brought up is different here.
In England, all children are taught about safe and healthy relationships starting at age 4. As they get older, that curriculum starts to address sex and consent. And that points to a huge challenge the university faces. The U.S. does not have comprehensive sex ed. It's left up to the states. And in Wyoming, it's handled on a district-by-district basis.
It's really hard to start from scratch when kids are coming in and they're 18 years old.
Megan Selheim from Stop Violence Again.
Because there has already been so much time where they have learned through media, internalized from peers, and just their own experience what is and is not okay, and how you do and do not engage with people in intimate settings, intimate relationships.
But Selheim says despite those challenges, she sees the culture at UW starting to shift. While the number of reported assaults has jumped from 9 in 2014 to 19 in 2016, Selheim says that's not a bad thing. It doesn't mean that there's been an increase in sexual violence, but rather, she says, a willingness to call it out, which paves the way for more meaningful prevention. In a future story, we'll revisit Emily Alexander's story and hear from other survivors about how UW responded to their reports of sexual misconduct. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.